We're moving our way through Squawk 1200. I'm Farid Gio, along with
Paul Prydecker.
And our second guest today is Shane Combs with Next Gen Aviators, part of Dynamic Aviation. Welcome, Shane.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this. It sounds like a really cool name, and it's an outreach program.
That is correct. It's a 3.5 mobile program where we take our aviation village, fleet of King Airs. It's designed to be mobile. We go to regional airports and sign up public schools, private schools, and they bring their entire grade level to us. It provides education, career pathways, and it's, like the name says, it's to inspire the future workforce of aerospace and aviation. It's developed by Dynamic Aviation out of Bridgewater, Virginia. We're proudly partnered with EAA and AeroEducate to cross-promote our programs this year. So come by, see us at Area 72. We have slots available still for the youth this week. It starts at 9 o'clock. It goes to 11:30. You can come by and sign up with our people, or you can go to Eventbrite, Next Gen Aviators, and sign up for a slot that works for your schedule.
Shane, we've talked over the years, and it's still a current conversation, about the need for people in aviation, pilots, mechanics, flight attendants, dispatchers. I mean, there's a tremendous need. And one of the discussions is when do you try to, you know, reach out and influence an individual into aviation? And people used to tell me, well, I think we need to go to the high schools. But really, we got to start sooner, don't we?
That's true. There's really two aspects to it. If we don't fix the gap, which is the younger generation middle schoolers, we're always going to be treating the symptom of the issue of the workforce chasm. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people understand that, and they want to do both. So the 11th and 12th graders are really closer to the workforce. So we can kind of serve both interests and serve the root cause of the actual issue that we're in. I got to admit, for 30 years in this business, I was part of the workforce problem. My idea for labor was to go steal other people's talent. And it's unfortunately, it's still the common practice today, yeah, right?
Indeed.
So, until we start doing things differently, we can't expect any different results. So it's extremely proud to be part of this. It's a wonderful program. You know, we really value our relationship with AeroEducate. We fully endorse that as well. That's a wonderful program as well.
Well, when we were talking before you came in, I heard you say that, you know, there's a marketing component to this, you know, in terms of doing your outreach. But what does success look like to you?
That's a good question. It's
I have others.
Yeah, well, so. we're always looking for a metric, and it's a program that's been out of beta testing for a year. We've served 3,700 kids throughout four airports in Virginia. Our true north goal of this is to see every 11th and 12th grade and every 8th and 9th grader in the United States. We have a scalable model. We're ready to deploy. That's what we do for a living at Dynamic Aviation.
How do you book it?
It's we have an education outreach group within the Dynamic Aviation. So what we do is we'll do demos. We'll reach out to school systems. All we really need is an invitation and an interest, and then we'll start researching the area, reaching out. I travel a lot to go see educators and people who have a like-minded interest in working with this. It's easy to talk to aviation people. They kind of get it. Mm. So we try to look at this also as a skilled trades deficit as well.
And it occurs to me that you need money, and
yes,
yes, and you have a program of working with sponsors. I think I heard you say, yes, the Legacy Aircraft. What does that mean? What are you trying to do there?
Well, what we do is we have a wonderful legacy fleet. So the company has a long history of coming to Oshkosh and bringing the DC-3s. So what we like to do is try to use the past to inspire the future. So we have a wonderful legacy hangar in the air park that we own. And we're able to bring people in as well. So we host events at our facility, but it's really designed to be mobile. So we do mixers for corporate entities, for sponsorships, things like that. So we have quite a unique a way of marketing this thing. You know, a lot of it's in branding as well, because, you know, a lot of people use the Next Gen, but this is very unique. I've seen things kind of like this get started. It's usually a leadership cycle change away from not being the flavor of the month anymore.
When young people come in to the program, do they have some prior skill sets that are helping, or are you?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We really are not trying to steer anyone toward a particular career path.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of expose, we're kind of like the hallway, the doorways and the avenues are the other entities. So we do sheet metal, avionics, AutoCAD. We have our full flight simulators. We do a walk-around inspection, and then we actually take the kids flying. And a lot of times, about 60%, this is the first time they've ever flown. So we've modified our airplanes so they get to wear headsets, they can hear the tower. Very unique flight experience.
And, of course, you never really know what spark you're going to ignite.
That's just that. You don't know what it's going to be. That's right. So we don't want to really kind of jade anyone toward anything. It's funny. You would think some people are like kind of a preconceived notion of what they're going to be into. It surprises us every time.
Mm-hmm. We had a texter comment on one of our social media streams. We had a previous guest who went from one aviation job to another, and this texter said, I delivered pizzas and raised about $7,000 to get my flight training done. What do you say to the kids? Because there's a lot, I've seen some of the programs you have and shows, there's a lot of inspiration. What do you tell them about getting to the next bridge?
That's great. We have a lot of our partners are the next step. They need help. So they understand that if we don't start treating this, like I said, if we don't start treating the symptoms, I mean the root cause, we're going to continue to do this. So that's one of the biggest components of our event is a career and education fair. So our partners, we encourage them to come alongside of us and be present with the kids. So they interact with the students after the event goes. And we try to stay in touch. The Air Educate program, we actually promote that during our events as the follow-on. I always tell the kids it's the most valuable piece of paper you're going to get today when they get to sign up for the Air Educate accounts.
Tell us a little bit about some of your program alumni. Are there any fun stories?
Some, maybe not really want to go out into all that necessarily.
Right, so, but yeah. I mean, it's some success stories, I guess.
Oh, yes, actually, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
poorly worded.
Well, we actually have three interns that have started with us this summer that were next-gen candidates. They actually came through our program in the local high school. So that to us, that's the success. It's going to be hard to actually gauge that with numbers. We're actively pursuing our metrics. We have an excellent social media presence. So I'm really proud of my marketing team. They do a great job. And our operations teams, we could not do it without them.
Shane, when we talk about getting young people involved in all aspects of aviation, the subject of diversity always comes up. How are you doing with it?
We have an interesting kind of a broad brush approach here. We go into the public school systems and we sign up the entire grade level. So we're getting every aspect you could imagine.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess that's one way to do it.
Yeah. It's a great way.
It's simplest. It sounds simple, but that's exactly our approach.
I suppose it communicates that, hey, I got signed up for this. I must be someone that they want to see.
We want to see everybody.
Yeah.
See, that's just the thing. It's our whole mission is to show people if they want to pursue aviation as a career.
There's a path.
There is a pathway. And there's so many different pathways. All of our backgrounds are individual. Not everybody gets into it like we did. I started off as an aircraft cabinet maker out of the Air Force. So I started building corporate jets, built for years on end. But most people don't even know those type of careers exist. So we just want to expose those.
And you mentioned you're working on a Connie?
Yes, we have.
We'd like to hear about that.
We have the first Air Force One, Dwight Eisenhower's, undergoing full restoration to be shared with the public. It's going to be a fly-in museum.
Will it come to Oshkosh some year?
It will, absolutely.
Wow.
Have you found anyone who may have flown, worked on it operationally or anything like that?
We have. It's interesting because they reach out to us. And then by default, we talk with Udvar Hazy. So we've got some connections of the past with that. And we're in talks with some other people to kind of come alongside of us and help out. But it's a huge undertaking. We have a dedicated team that's their daily job is to refurbish that airplane.
Yeah, I'm still struck by the great opportunities you're providing. And like we said before, you never quite know what the spark is. I had my first flight in a small aircraft when I was 9. And I didn't take flying lessons until I was 34. But I never forgot, that, and eventually said, I got to do this. So you're creating some wonderful opportunities and pathways.
Yeah, we are definitely trying. It's unusual you see a company lean this far forward into it with assets, people, and dedicate departments.
And that's kind of what needs to happen on a more broader scale, I think, is for the manufacturers and the operators to really lean into it more and realize they can probably do that. Have you had people, other operators reach out to you and say, yes, how can we kind of do this?
Absolutely. And we're always looking for more. The more reach we have, the more impact we'll have for the industry.
How do the kids like the King Air?
They really like it. We've modified it, and the headset approach is really, really neat.
Have you flown a King Air before?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Many.
Great airplane.
200 and 350. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of that in the early aughts, a lot of hours, and I just love it. I miss it.
Yeah, we have about 120 King Air 90s.
Mm. Shane, tell us once again, where are you on the field?
We're at Area 72 with Aero Educate, right beside us. You can't miss us. We're also in 1059 in the Spruce Aircraft Building.
And you said that there's slots available. Go to Eventbrite, and when they sign up for a slot, what are they expecting?
All they have to do is just show back up whenever their slot was picked. Come to us. They can come, and they're going to run through our event as it is, except for the flights. Also, swing by, talk to our DC-3 crew. They're wonderful. They're out at Vintage. It's called the Miss Virginia, and they can direct you also over to where our staff is for the next-gen experience.
Shane, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Shane Combs is with Next Gen Aviation. They're out of Bridgewater, Virginia, but they might be coming to an airport near you. You're listening to EAA Radio.